intelligence type with astrology case study, Leona. Leona's Virgo ascendant in Chitra is deeply expressive, structured, and self-refining. Chitra grants her an artistic, driven quality with an eye for detail and form. With Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn all placed in the first house, her personality expresses a refined integration of intrapersonal, visual-spatial, naturalist, and existential intelligence. This cluster in Virgo allows her to embody her beliefs, organize her aesthetic sensibility into service, and blend discipline with creativity in every aspect of her personal and professional life. Jupiter in Hasta enhances her intrapersonal intelligence, helping her move through life with a strong moral compass, guided by her principles and belief in structured wisdom. In Virgo, this manifests as a thoughtful, service-oriented personality. She is likely introspective, metacognitive, and organized, able to regulate her own emotional states and decisions through careful analysis and steady self-reflection. Jupiter gives her the ethical clarity to navigate complexity without losing her core. Venus in Uttara Falguni strengthen visual spatial intelligence with grace and practical creativity. She likely uses beauty and harmony as a form of communication through design, presentation, or relational finesse. Uttara Falguni lends her the ability to structure aesthetics into functional, nurturing environments. She sees patterns not just in form, but in emotional or social harmony, making her a natural at organizing people, spaces, or systems that feel aligned and elegant. Saturn in Hasta adds layers of precision and work ethic to her overall expression, refining her skills into tangible form. Though Saturn is not directly linked to intelligence types in the psychological sense, its placement in Hasta supports her capacity to develop her naturalist intelligence, recognizing order in nature, systems, and body-based processes. She may be skilled in crafts, healing work, or subtle manipulation of form, crafting meaning through structure and healing through routine. In the fifth house, Ketu in Uttara Ashada connects her to deep existential intelligence. This placement sharpens her ability to perceive life from a higher vantage point, to connect intellectual clarity with spiritual detachment. She may have a unique capacity for pattern recognition, memory, and wisdom-based creativity. Uttara Ashada also gives her a commitment to truth and long-term values, supporting insight-driven teaching, transformational leadership, or metaphysical artistry. Moon in Shatabisha in the sixth house activates emotional sensitivity within systems of healing or service. This supports naturalist and emotional intelligence, especially in therapeutic or analytical contexts. Shatabisha adds detachment and abstraction to her emotional responses, suggesting she works well in solitude or in roles where her intuitive clarity serves as a tool for organizing or healing others. She may gravitate toward innovative emotional work, energy healing, or systems that blend science and soul. In the 11th house, Rahu in Pushya and Sun in Ashlesha bring forward powerful layers of existential, emotional, and interpersonal intelligence in social and collective spaces. Rahu's placement in Pushya makes her driven to create nurturing systems of social or professional belonging, while the Sun in Ashlesha sharpens her charisma and emotional discernment. She may be drawn to leadership or influence roles within networks, motivated to protect, guide, and psychologically influence through insight and care. Lastly, Mercury in Maga in the 12th house lends her linguistic intelligence with a spiritual or subconscious bent. She likely processes thoughts through symbolic memory, dreams, or archetypes. This placement supports writing, poetry, teaching, or inner work facilitation, particularly in solitude or behind the scenes. Her intelligence here is reflective, timeless, and emotionally layered, ideal for expression through sacred language, narrative transformation, or subconscious exploration. Altogether, Leona's intelligence is multifaceted and mature. She blends the detail and clarity of Virgo with the intuition and symbolic depth of her planetary nakshatras. Her gifts lie infusing service with soul, creativity with structure, and emotional discernment with ethical clarity. A constellation of refined, graceful intelligence that heals, teaches, and transforms. Career based on intelligence for Leona. Leona's Virgo ascendant in Chitra, joined by Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn in the first house, gives her a steady and refined presence, someone who leads not through noise, but through form, clarity, and emotional resonance. Her dominant intelligence types, intrapersonal, visual spatial, naturalist, existential, and linguistic, make her well-suited to careers that merge aesthetic sensibility, therapeutic presence, structural intelligence, and deep emotional or spiritual insight. With Jupiter in Hasta, Leona has a strong sense of intrapersonal intelligence, allowing her to lead and serve with purpose and quiet confidence. She is likely well-suited to roles where ethical alignment, wisdom sharing, or philosophical guidance is core, such as life coaching, wellness mentorship, or integrative education. Her decisions tend to be based on inner clarity rather than external approval, making her trustworthy in leadership or guiding positions. Venus in Uttara Falguni expresses as powerful visual spatial intelligence, supporting careers in design, aesthetic therapy, or the organization of emotionally resonant spaces. She may thrive in interior styling, event design, or relational coordination roles, especially those that combine form, harmony, and interpersonal dynamics. Her ability to create structured beauty that nourishes others gives her strength in both solo and collaborative creative work. Saturn in Hasta refines her orientation towards service through naturalist intelligence, tuning her attention to rhythm, systems, and healing through form. Though not tied to speed or trend, Leona may find fulfillment in therapeutic work involving touch, body awareness, or wellness routines. She's well-suited to crafts, herbal practices, healing modalities, or ritual work where structure and embodied wisdom are key. In the fifth house, Ketu in Uttara Ashada supports existential intelligence, pushing her toward truth, depth, and timeless meaning in her creative and mentoring roles. She may be drawn to teaching spiritual principles, guiding others through archetypal themes, or exploring legacy-based storytelling. Her intelligence here leans toward writing, sacred art, or educational pathways with ethical and philosophical depth, especially where creativity becomes a spiritual act. Her moon in Shatabisha in the sixth house sharpens her clinical, emotionally aware, naturalist intelligence. She is likely drawn to healing systems, subtle medicine, or energy-based diagnostics, anything requiring intuition supported by pattern recognition. She could work effectively as a wellness consultant, somatic guide, or healer working within structured modalities that blend intuition and science. In the 11th house, Rahu in Pushya and Sun in Ashlesha together enhance her interpersonal and existential intelligence in collective or social roles. She may be drawn toward community mentorship, emotionally strategic leadership, or values-based social influence. Rahu in Pushya motivates her to build nourishing systems. The Sun in Ashlesha gives her psychological insight into group dynamics. Together, these placements suit her for roles in nonprofit leadership, therapeutic facilitation, women's empowerment, or conscious community building. Mercury in Maga in the 12th house channels her linguistic intelligence into deep, symbolic, or spiritually inspired communication. She may write, speak, or guide others using archetypes, dreams, or mythic frameworks. This is a placement for behind-the-scenes storytelling, sacred communication, or transformational writing, ideal for someone who processes emotion and knowledge through intuitive language and solitude. Altogether, Leona's ideal career paths weave together healing, refinement, structure, and meaning. She is built for work that invites presence, nourishes through beauty and truth, and honors the intelligence of both body and soul. Whether designing, teaching, guiding, or healing, she works best when her intelligence is allowed to be quietly luminous, creatively precise, and deeply aligned.